Serena is 9, and we'll share her testimony.
I thank the Lord that I was born into a Christian home. My earliest memories are of my mom and dad worshiping the Lord. Many times when I would go to sleep, I would ask that Jesus would save me because I didn't think I was a Christian. Before I knew Christ, I would sin and I wanted to change, but I didn't really know how. When I heard the Bible at home and at church, God would be convicting me of my sins. I kept sinning and I didn't want the sins, so I was sad. I knew my sin was wrong because Jesus says it is wrong. Before I was saved, I would sometimes think about hell. Hell is the place where God punishes the people who don't believe in him. They know they should obey him, but they don't do it. If I wouldn't have come to know Jesus, I would have gone straight to hell too. My sins are bad enough. I would deserve to go to hell if I didn't know Jesus. I am so glad Jesus Christ saved me. I believe he died for me personally. I now have come to know Jesus. Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. I am sure Jesus Christ has died for me because I repented of my sin, and he forgave me of all my sins. If I sin today or tomorrow, Jesus will forgive my sins, but I don't want to continue in sin. After I trusted Christ to save me, I was baptized. Since God saved me, I've become more gentle. Sometimes I struggle with anger, but because I know Jesus, I think of something kind to say. I talk to God throughout the day, and especially at night when I can't sleep. I thank him for what he's given me, and I pray that everybody else will be saved." 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 says, "God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. As I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is my King and Master. He is fully God and fully man. He has experienced being a man, so he knows how we feel. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ has saved me and I'm alive in Christ." Thank you.